The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, I guess this falls under the heading of advanced directives. An elderly woman was sitting with her kids in the living room, and she said to them, "I never want to live in a vegetative state, dependent on some machine and fluids from a bottle. If that ever happens, just pull the plug." So the children got up, unplugged the TV and computer, and threw out her wine. Hey, they're just doing what she requested. Well, we hope you're more active than vegetative this weekend and not so dependent on machines like the computer, smartphone, or television you may be watching, or fluids from a bottle, whether it's soft drinks or hard drinks. But anyway, we welcome you to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's our first show of 2018, and you're with the Snowman, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we will help to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, fitness resolutions on the menu. It's not something you can eat, but something you can do. We'll have a few experts from the Honolulu Club here in the headquarters of our state, and we'll talk about keeping those New Year's resolutions when it comes to fitness. About 70% of New Year's resolutions are health-related, and most of those, or many of those, besides being diet resolutions, are fitness resolutions, getting back in shape. So we'll talk about the importance of being fit, some of the advantages of joining a health club, if that's what you want to do, if that's where you want to be active. What about personal training, whether you are in a health club or not? We'll talk about the different aspects of personal training, and we'll talk about strength as well as cardio and flexibility. You know, there's stretching, there's yoga, Pilates, anyway, we'll talk about all aspects of fitness in this hour of the program. And then in next hour's program, we'll continue it, Fitness Part 2, New Year's Fitness Resolutions Part 2, with Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion. It's the number one fitness television show on the air, and he'll be with us in the 10 o'clock hour, along with the queen of fitness in America, Elaine LaLanne, who at 91 years young is still doing her push-ups. You know, her husband, Jack LaLanne, when he was alive, he did 1,033 push-ups in 22 minutes on a television show, and set all kinds of records for a variety of other feats of strength and endurance. But we'll talk with her. She'll give us some tips and secrets to health and longevity, living 91 healthy years. And you're going to want to hear that. So hope you're with us all 2 hours long to make your weekend strong. If you're not, or if you can't be with us all morning long, you can listen to the rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 or FM 94.3, The Answer. What percentage, here's a question for you, what percentage of women keep old jeans that no longer fit as motivation to lose weight? Is it A, 5%, B, 12%, C, 27%, or D, 39%? Answer, believe it or not, is D, according to a recent Harris poll. And they say if you haven't been that size in a decade, best bet is to clean out that closet or that space for some new, more flattering clothing. as motivation to move on, you know, because I mean, we are where we are at this age stage, no matter how old you are or young you are when you're listening to this program. You might not be as fast or as sexy or as healthy as you once were, but you can always be better than you are today. So we'll tell you how to better yourself and better your health. All right, let's go now to we're getting our next or our phone guest on the line. We always hear at this time of the month from the publishers of Natural Awakenings magazine. You know, they are Hawaii's premier monthly health publication, and we just love that that magazine because although it's free, and by the way, it's at what 300 different newsstands here on Oahu and even now on the neighbor islands, but it's jam-packed with priceless information on how to be a healthier person. So here now, the dynamic duo, or at least one of them, who are known for cramming maximum content into each and every issue of Natural Awakenings magazine, Becky and Bud Kowalski. Good morning. How the health are you?
Good morning, David.
Hey, hi, Bud. And is Becky there too? Hey, you're both there. The dynamic duo of the publishing world here in Hawaii. Now, I know that a lot of, you know, your issues are so attractive and valuable and informative that a lot of people actually save every issue and have been for how many years have you had this publication out now?
We're starting on our fourth year now.
Oh, wow. Already 4 years. Okay. Now, this I have a copy in my hand of the January issue. It has fireworks on the cover and it says, get a great start in the new year, dialing down stress, how to stay calm and cool. Of course, you can do that by tuning into the snowman, yours truly here. But that's one article. There's another article on walking 10,000 steps daily to get glowing health. And then there's just countless articles. Don't overfeed Fido, you know, tips to keep your dog cancer-free and healthy. And tell us about some of the other highlighted articles you'd like to mention to our listeners if they pick up a copy of Natural Awakenings.
Sure. There's a great article from Coldwell Banker on buying or renting, and there's going to be a workshop, actually, that they'll be holding on January 27th over here in Kapolei.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a free workshop. So that's a great article for people who are looking at their living situation.
Right. Wealth as well as health. That's good.
All right. Yeah.
Great.
And then there's a whole theme on dialing down stress, natural stress relievers, and ways to stay calm and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a super article on voting with your investments.
Ah.
So that as you look at your portfolio of things that you invest the money in, it's good to make sure that environmentally, socially, that those are matching with your goal.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very important. And I know I saw an article on veggie doctors, why more cardiologists are now recommending plant-based hospital meals. And that's one area of our diet and nutrition in America that really needs, I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement there is hospital food. I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron, hospital food, but that's another program, kind of like fast food. It's fast, but is it food? And with hospital food, I haven't eaten any hospital food in decades, and hopefully I don't have to, but we want to improve it as much as we can, and that article talks about that. And how can people, I know you have about 300 locations now where people can pick it up on newsstands?
Yes, absolutely. Anywhere that somebody goes on the island. So we do Full Circle and up the center of the island. And if anybody is looking for a spot, every library, every Jamba Juice, lots of health centers.
Okay.
Doctors. That is certainly a way to pick them up. And yes, doctor's offices.
Right.
And then we have lots of outdoor boxes in downtown Honolulu, so
okay.
People will spot those as they go.
Great. Now, Becky and Bud, let me put you on the spot and ask each one of you, have you made any New Year's health resolutions yourself? Okay.
Nothing formal yet. We've been toying with some.
Okay. All right. By the inch, it's a cinch, you know, just make a little one and make incremental improvements in your life, and that's what we've always taught here on Dr. Health Radio for the last 27 years is that You know, if you, the problem is, in fact, I have a, an article. I'll just share a, an excerpt of it. Don't plan for failure, because a lot of people, it's the all or nothing mindset, right? If you're trying to lose weight and you deviate from your plan, so you have a chocolate piece on a stressful day, a piece of chocolate cake rather, on a stressful day, and then that triggers a massive binge, and then you say, well, I already fell off the wagon, what's the use, you know? And so you give up, and that's not the strategy to take by any means. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, this is going to be so hard. I know I told you this last month when we had you on, that it's going to be hard to improve on the December issue, but you've managed to do it with the January issue. I'm just waiting. I'm honestly waiting for the February issue, because I don't know how it can get any better than this blockbuster premier issue of 2018, the Natural Awakenings magazine. Thank you so much for all you do. Hawaii's Healthy Living Magazine, Natural Awakenings. Can you join us next month, please?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. And we'll cover some of the articles in your magazine in the upcoming weeks as well.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Becky and Bud Kowalski. And make sure you pick up a copy of Natural Awakenings magazine. It is the premier health publication here in the 50th state, or the healthiest state in the country, and they help to make it so. All right, moving on with some more announcements, and then on to the Health Hotline news, and then to our guests from the Honolulu Club, to experts on fitness and health, and we'll hear from them in just a matter of minutes. But next week on the program, diets, diets on the wall. Who's the slimmest of them all? Well, you'll find out on next Saturday's show as we weigh in, no pun intended, on the dozens of diets, from what, cabbage to ketogenic, Mediterranean to modified fasting and other types of diets. There's just dozens of diets. In fact, dozens come out every other, dozens of diet books come out every month, for goodness sake. But along with our on-air experts in the field, we'll have and the first one being, by the way, Dr. Lori Steelsmith, who will be giving us some information and insight on ketogenic diets. Those are the high-fat, low-carbohydrate programs that show promise for those wanting to lose weight and those extra pounds, or people that have diabetes or certain metabolic disorders. That can be a godsend for that. And then in the 10 o'clock hour of next week's program, hormones and energy. Don't suffer from an energy shortage this year. We don't want that. You've got to tune into our program next week as we delve into a variety of ways to increase and maintain your energy all the way to next year's New Year's, 2019. So, and one key strategy to boost energy is to balance your hormones. And one of our guest experts next week will have information on doing that. All right, the top eight food trends for 2018. I found this interesting at the top of the list. And I'm going to be going to a cannabis conference tomorrow on the island of Maui. I'll be over on Maui. Cannabis cuisine, they say, will be front and center this year, due in part, no doubt, to because of the legalization of it in California. But look for cannabis cuisine to be one of the trends and foods for the new year. Unique Mexican-inspired dishes, another food trend. And, you know, Mexican food can be definitely a healthy choice as far as ethnic cuisines go, but it's providing you avoid the lard and excess salt and sugar in certain dishes that they have. You know, and there's no ethnic dish or food that's immune. I mean, just pick any ethnic food and there's some, you know, there's the good, the bad, and the, you know, not so good. And so Asian cuisine, or Asian treats and sweets, they say, is the third top food trend this year. Things like black sesame ice cream. You know, I got to tell you that I love black sesame seeds. I've had them ground up and, or you know, more than using it just as a garnish. I mean, they have a really nice hearty flavor. And if you have black sesame ice cream, I know right now, I can tell you that because sesame seeds are so high in calcium, it's probably going to have a higher calcium content than milk-based ice cream. Another food trend for 2018, increased interest in how food is grown, produced, and sourced. So biodynamically grown ingredients. This goes even beyond organic, folks. And that's going to be in demand, especially when it comes to, well, unfortunately, wine, cereal, tea, and kids' foods. I don't know about the wine, but, you know, the cereal, tea, and kids' foods, that's a good thing. Also, expansion of new varieties of grains. Now, you know, it wasn't that many years ago when quinoa Quinoa. It looks like quinoa spelled out, but it's pronounced quinoa. Most of you know what that is and have had it. You know, that some years ago it was new and novel. Now it's practically a staple. It's a mainstay in many cuisines and many people's kitchens. But look for new varieties of grains this year as a food trend. Also, algae, believe it or not, will be also trending this year, or rather foods made from it, everything from butter to imitation shrimp. And then a couple other food trends for 2018. Foods that fuel the brain is another trend that supposedly will take hold this year. And, you know, you think about it, shouldn't all food you eat be of high enough quality to feed your brain as well as your body? I mean, come on, really. And finally, alternative sweeteners such as dates and monk fruit and new styles of stevia. By now, everybody's heard of stevia, the non-caloric sweetener, about 200 times sweeter than sugar. That rounds out the list of food trends to look for in 2018. And so there you go on that. A couple other things happening this month. It's oatmeal month. That's a good thing to partake in and with your breakfast. It's National Hot Tea Month in January, as well as National Soup Month. That makes sense. It's one of the coldest months of the year, even here in Hawaii. National Eye Care Month, Walk Your Pet Month. That's a good idea. And National Cancer Prevention Month. All right, straight ahead in the news. This teddy bear tells you the condition of your air. Details on that. Then, how to actually resist junk food. Tips on exactly how to do it. Also, in the food pharmacy, cooked food versus raw food. How much nutrients do you lose from cooking? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness can all be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk. But a simple blood test can detect the problem, and with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Well, this is a teddy bear of another kind. Bad news bear detects bad air. Sensor in his nose to sniff out contaminated air. If his chest glows red, that's danger. Blue, if your teddy bear turns blue, that doesn't mean he's dying. It means that you got pure air that you're breathing. This was created by the filter company Filtreat to raise awareness about indoor air quality. You know, and this is the first article I'm doing in our Health Hotline news this year, and it's because it's the most important aspect of your health. I mean, air, breathing pure, uncontaminated air, there's nothing healthier, and there's nothing that's going to affect your health better. I'm just killing an ant in the, studio. Okay, here we go. Talk about something to take away your focus. Okay, studies have linked poor quality air to energy, mood, depression, or lower energy and decreased moods, as well as decreased productivity. And the standards for indoor air, this is interesting, they're much lower than needed for a healthy environment. In other words, they're not, well, for one thing, they're not government regulated, and there's a baseline for acceptable, but acceptable is not the same as healthy. Those are two different levels. And so workers' cognitive function doubled in buildings with optimized air quality. So open a window. And, you know, this is something that probably most employers don't realize, that they could double their employees' productivity just by improving the indoor air quality. How about that? All right, getting to exercise, which is what we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes. This is the amount of exercise per week of any intensity, by the way, that can help prevent depression, according to the American Journal of Psychiatry. Only 1 hour. That's all it takes, 1 hour a week. And yet people, you know, they'll go on their electronic devices or watch TV for 4 hours a day and, oh, I don't have time to exercise. Oh, my God. Give me a break. All right. And then also on the area of exercise or in that realm, recent research suggests that women's muscles tire less than men's by 15%. So the translation is men have more muscle strength, but women have greater endurance. So there you go. This is from the Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism. And finally, regarding exercise and disease prevention, if you want to prevent the flu, you know, as you've heard on the news, the flu vaccine is only about 10% effective and 20% at best. Well, here, according to a Mayo Clinic Foundation study, regular outdoor exercise in the winter, you know, our blustery winter here in Hawaii, but it reduces your flu susceptibility by 20 to 30%. And other studies suggest cold weather training may trigger an adaptive response in the body, strengthening your immunity over time. So, you know, you just can't afford not to find the time to exercise, because if you can't find the time to stay well, you're going to have to find the time to be sick. All right, how to actually resist junk food. If you're craving ice cream, well, the best thing, you may have heard of this, is to have just a tiny scoop, and that'll satisfy you. Well, don't do it, because you're only going to be craving more. This according to a study published in Obesity. And that's because we tend to associate food with internal feelings like anxiety or happiness. It could be good feelings or bad feelings, an external stimuli. Such as watching football or, you know, the Super Bowl's coming up. I know that. Anyway, whenever we experience our emotions or situations, we automatically crave the foods we associate with those activities. So each time you do this, you give in to one of these urges, which, by the way, you do about 85% of the time. So you further condition your body and brain to expect that food during that situation. Well, the solution is to remove the stimulus, of course. So don't keep junk food in the house. And if you're in a place where you always snack, like, you know, your den or desk at work, change the scenery until the craving passes. All right. And this from the Lancet Medical Journal comes this news, which I found interesting since we're having a few fitness experts from a gym in our studio as a guest this hour. Living near a gym helps keep you trim, according to a study of 40,000 adults. Now, this study was, we'll preface it by saying it was done in the UK, but you got to say that it probably extrapolates to other areas as well, such as the US. Well, people with at least six physical activity facilities, it doesn't have to be a gym, but, you know, parks and other things, within 2 to 3 miles of their home had less body fat and a waist that was about an inch smaller than people who did not. And living near a fast food outlet, in contrast, boosted waist size, which, you know, you can imagine that. All right. And speaking of food, one last article in the Health Outline News, and that is cooked food versus raw food. This is from the Department of Agriculture. The relative value for cooked eggs, they use eggs as a kind of a measure. And at a level of 1 or 100%, that would be a raw egg. Well, 90.95 for poaching. So you lose only about 5% of the nutrients for poaching, about 10% for boiling, or actually 11%. Frying eggs, you lose 22% of the nutrients. And it depends on the also what you cook them in. It's best to avoid iron or copper bottom pans because the metals actually degrade vitamins E and B12 in the eggs. And then if you're cooking potatoes, let's see, loss is due to cooking is 25% through baking, 28% when microwave, so about the same there. But discarding the skin, that you lose 95% of the iron content of a potato when you know, and that's where 90% of the nutrients are, is in the skin of the potato. Okay, we'll be back after this brief break with more information for your good health as we bring on our two guests from the Honolulu Club talking about fitness and health. New Year's fitness resolutions coming right up here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy. David Snow on your radio. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, and here to help us do that, Patrick Leonard, general manager of the Honolulu Club here, and maybe he's not.
Not quite.
Okay. I'm the director of marketing.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
Nick just had a heart attack.
I just promoted you.
Thanks.
And Bianca Ekmekgioglu.
Very good. Thank you.
And she's here. And what is your position?
I'm the fitness manager and Pilates manager over there at the Honolulu Club.
You're also the Pilates manager. Okay. Right. I have many questions for you on that a little later. But let's talk about fitness resolutions, because everybody's wanting to make them, but we want to tell people how to keep them. We don't want you to have you on just the first show of the year. We want to have this ongoing so that we get people fit here in Hawaii. We already have the healthiest state, but there's a lot of room for improvement.
Absolutely.
And so let's first talk about the importance of being fit. What other avenues or benefits does it have other than, you know, muscle tone, looking good and feeling good? I mean, obviously productivity, and it carries over in other areas of your life. What have you found working with your clients?
Well, it's a all compass. You have to think about, you know, your health first of all, right? Without your health, you can't do much. Secondly, when you are in shape or you're healthy, cognitive function improves as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's important for a lot of things, obviously for your job too, if you have a job where it entails you to be very specific. And also energy production. I mean, you just want to be able to sustain a certain level of energy throughout the day without really losing any of the value of whatever it is you're doing and want to do.
So what if a client comes up to you and says, Bianca, I don't have the energy to exercise.
I'm like, what did you eat? Uh-huh. Actually, you know, and having an 8-ounce glass of water prior to anything that you do, it does stimulate and change the energy system in your body. So you do get that burst of energy, and it could just be something as simple as being dehydrated throughout the whole day, because a lot of us drink coffee all day long, but we're not drinking enough water. We'll drink sodas instead of water. Mm. So that actually makes something as simple as that makes a big difference.
Mm, okay. And so what is your beverage of choice to recommend to your clients?
Water.
Just water.
I mean, your body. Well,
you don't recommend the sports drinks, because most people, unless they're an elite athlete, they don't really need those Well, fluid any, replacements.
Well, pre-workouts, I used to work for a supplement company for many, many years. Pre-workouts are basically high dose of caffeine with some other chemical compositions. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, it's really not that healthy long-term-wise. You're basically putting synthetic products into your system, stimulating your adrenal glands unnecessarily. Your fight-or-flight program gets activated. Mm-hmm. You're exciting your system more than you need to before training, and that's not what you want. What you want is enough energy, and that comes from your nutrient and it comes from your water.
Right.
If you're going to drink something prior to your workout, you could have a glass or a cup of water, I mean a coffee. That's enough to give you that little bit of a jolt, but uh-huh. that's all you really need.
Right.
I tell my clients mostly, if you ask me beverage of choice, water with a scoop of branched-chain aminos.
Oh, yes. Now, a lot of people don't know. I've talked about those many times, and I use them quite often every week. Branched-chain aminos, BCAAs, mm-hmm. They help stabilize your blood sugar. They give you energy. They also help enhance recovery by a huge percentage. Yeah. And and that's available in most of the natural food stores that you'll find at.
Right.
And I want to mention, too, that low energy is not from a caffeine deficiency or having not enough caffeinated beverages, which a lot of people, and people, they wake up and they automatically go to the coffee pot or reach for some stimulating drink, and they just... The reason they slept the night before is to recharge their batteries. I mean, right. what's going on? You know, why do you have to jumpstart your body when you should already be recharged from having slept well?
And the biggest thing that most people don't understand is that in the bodybuilding world and the fitness world, when you're trying to get in shape and you're trying to get healthy, sleep is the most important factor of That's recovery. Because right. mm-hmm. if you don't sleep, your muscle fibers don't recover. All those goody stuff mm-hmm. that happens throughout the night while you're sleeping, it's cut short. So you sometimes may tend to gain weight when you're not getting enough sleep because your adrenal glands get stimulated again. And you've got these cortisol hormones that are being activated, and all that stuff just messes you up for long term.
Right. Well, you know, maybe that's how I can finally gain weight, if just sleep deprivation. All right. Okay, so let's talk shift gears a bit and talk about the advantages of joining a health club. Now, obviously, when people want to, say, learn how to play tennis, they go to a tennis court and they hire an instructor. But for some reason, people think, well, if I want to get fit, I have to do it on my own, or I have to check with Dr. Google, or ask a friend. But sometimes it's the last go-to of thinking about joining a health club, and yet it's the easiest way to have a regimented program and very cost-effective as well as time-effective. I mean, because that's the main objection or the main obstacle that people have, as they don't have enough time to exercise. So tell us, I want to get into detail on, some of the advantages of going to a health club, and then how long one of your average members at the Honolulu Club works out, and, how long it is from the time they walk into the club until the time they walk out back to their home or office or, spouse or whatever. And, how long does that take to really get a good workout and like you said, boost your energy, boost your fitness, boost the health status of your mind and body overall, but, in a time-effective way?
Well, to be honest with you, when you join a facility like ours, we're integrative. We have all compass of different types of professionals that can help you with information as well as guide you in the proper form of exercising. We have a gentleman that joined our club temporarily. He's from the mainland, and he had quite a bit of weight to lose. He started out with 500 pounds.
What?
500 pounds, wow. Yeah. He's a young man who had some health issues. Jared came to us with, the hopes of having a makeover and getting healthier for mm-hmm. his child and for his wife and for himself. So we brought him on, and our partnership that we put together for him. We have a trainer who is not only a trainer for 30 years, but he also worked with a lot of inmates in psychology and helped them change their mindset on their attitude and their body.
Wow.
So working out is not just a physical, but it's also a mental. So if we can change the way you think about yourself and the way you look at health and the way you work out, it's going to make a big difference in the way that your body will take you in the future. So we're at the Honolulu Club. I have 20 trainers who are the best of the best. Their education is beyond, I can talk about. There's so many certifications that they have. Mm-hmm. But that's not as important as how do you take that one person that comes into the club who wants to get in shape, let's say they have a goal, because not everybody's the same. You're asking me a question that's pretty general. Some of those people come in, they work out maybe for 30 minutes because they have a health issue. They can't work out longer than that.
I see.
They do it three times a week.
Right.
But then there we have those people who come in 5 days a week for 2 hours. Mm. And it's just sometimes working out too much can age your body too.
Yes,
so you got to know your body, and the trainer that you are in front of needs to understand the different types of health and different types of bodies as well to get you to that roadmap of success.
So in other words, you're saying that your trainers, all 20 of them, are experienced as well as educated and credentialed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the most important. There's no substitute for experience. That's
no, well,
sure.
Personal training has become very clinical. So you have to understand all aspects of issues that are out there.
All right. Okay, we need to take a break here, and we will be back with more information for your good health, fitness health in particular, with our guests, Patrick Leonard, the marketing director of the Honolulu Club, and Bianca Ekmekgiolu, I almost nailed it there. And you're the fitness coordinator?
Yes, sir.
Okay, from the Honolulu Club. And when we come back, I want to ask you about what kind of fitness classes there are and what kind of, you know, different tips that you can give our listeners to get fit, as well as functional fitness, the difference between that and just, you know, exercising those vanity muscles, the biceps and the abs. But I'll ask you about abs as well. And we'll talk about some of the other features of a good fitness program. Back after this as we continue here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Did you break your New Year's resolution about drinking yet? Well, I have some alcoholic health news coming up. Why are drunk tanks making a comeback? And just how many drinks do Americans consume in a week? Also, a bogus study about meat and sex. I'll have details coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Want thicker hair, smoother skin, and stronger nails? Then your body's going to need more collagen, elastin, and keratin, three proteins that are components of your hair, skin, and nails. So how do you increase these proteins in your body? With BioCell, the clinically proven solution to healthier hair, skin, and nails, BioCell turns on the body's actual collagen-generating cells known as fibroblasts. Because BioCell works through your body's natural pathways, the collagen it generates has your own DNA fingerprint. That makes it superior to other hair, skin, and nail formulas that contain foreign collagen, which your body simply breaks down and uses as food. As one collagen expert likes to say, you want to make collagen, not eat it. So make sure you get the only product of its kind that's clinically proven to thicken hair, reduce fine lines and wrinkles in your skin, and fortify your nails. BioCell. Look for BioCell in the supplement section of your favorite natural food store. For more information about BioCell, go to BioCellTech.com. That's BioSilTech, BioCellTech.com for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It's BioCell.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to the program. Hey, forget New Year's resolutions. How about this? A new day's resolution, and make that Make that resolution a few dozen times this year, and before you know it, you are resolute with your new resolution. You know, the problem with resolutions is they go in one year and out the other. And the average resolution only, if it's health-related, only lasts about 2 or 3 weeks. And so we hope to have you folks on in the near future also just to reinforce the fact that people need to stay on the program. And, you know, during the break, Bianca, you talked about the fact that a lot of people don't know what questions to ask. So tell us what questions people should ask, whether they go to a health club or just hire a personal fitness trainer or ask somebody that's in the know in the fitness world as far as how to start if they're not knowledgeable as on how to start a fitness program for the new year.
You know, the average person, when they come, whether to a club or even to an outside trainer, they want to know what's the fastest way of getting, you know, to lose weight, right? Mm-hmm. Or to put on weight. And it's, there's no easy answer for that. It really is individual. Mm-hmm. So for example, with our friend Jared, who came to our club for help, you know, when we sat him down, we did a actual assessment. It's like a medical questionnaire. We go through this whole thing of, I say medical questionnaire, it's more like a questionnaire to figure out who he is, what he wants truly, and what his habits have been, and how can we change those habits to improve. So we do a lot of the times a 20-80 rule, get people adjusted slowly into it. So when people start getting their workouts started with us, then they start asking questions. Then they start thinking, they get more creative. They're like, how can I improve, you know, my breathing ability? What exercises can I do to develop myself to be stable when I do this at my job? And then we start developing a better, more specific program for them that's not just physically healthy or looking good, but it's more like, how can I be more functional?
Mm, okay, so the 20-80 rule is...
So basically, most people are resistant to change.
Okay.
So what we usually do is we change 20% of their lifestyle.
Gotcha, okay.
Get them used to that, mm-hmm. and then we increase it to maybe 50% eventually, and eventually it becomes a lifestyle change, mm-hmm. and then they'll do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And the process, they get educated by us.
Ah, okay. And that's the whole thing about adherence or compliance and long-term success. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Now, let's shift gears once more and talk about equipment. Now, let's revert back to Patrick Leonard. You have state-of-the-art equipment. You have a 20,000-foot fitness facility, or just the equipment area alone is 20,000 square
right.
feet.
Our
the whole
overall
club
facility is
65,000.
Yeah, feet. Right.
So tell us about some of the equipment and how it might be different from, you know, the home equipment that people have or in a typical gym that people go to.
We have the state-of-the-art equipment. We have regular weights. Bianca can probably tell you more about the actual
specifics.
Equipment that we have, the treadmills, I mean, bikes. We have unbelievable assortment.
You have 65 cardio machines.
Yes. You don't have to wait. There's certain gyms that you go to and people are always waiting behind you.
The sardine never, cities.
Yeah, that never happens at the Honolulu Club. But
no.
As far as the actual technology, it's the most advanced equipment
that
you can have.
Life Fitness, Free Motion. You have a lot of Life Fitness, Free Motion. Then we also have Hoist, which is more of an assisted type of.
Hoist, huh?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You sit on it and you're doing a lot of pull down. Your body's going with it. And I'm like, oh, this is a weird sensation.
So you're using body weight.
Yeah, it does
that's
assist.
Good.
And
yeah.
So people who are hard, have a harder time, you know, doing any type of exercise, it does mm-hmm. aid them with that. But we have a lot of free weights as well. So mm-hmm. it's a big, big gym.
I was just going to ask you about free weights versus machines. Now, there's a lot of debate and controversy on that.
Right.
What is your opinion as being in the fitness field for over 30 years and the benefits of both?
Well, they all have their place. So mm-hmm. obviously, if someone's starting new, it's going to need more assistance. So when you have free weights, it's unstable. And when it's unstable and you don't have any joint support or you don't know how much you can lift, it's kind of you're asking for some issues, tendonitis okay. or other things. So
okay.
I always put people on machines at some point, but I also do a lot of functional exercising, which is more body weight. You're kind of teaching them form and teaching them how to get the neural pathways activated, mm-hmm. which is your brain to the nervous system so that the muscles work right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things to take into consideration as to which machine to put particular people on.
Right. And like me, David, I work out with free weights on Mondays and Fridays, mm-hmm. and on Wednesdays I use the machines.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
a good.
And then I also do cardio on the machines, ride the bike for 20 minutes all 3 days.
I see. Okay.
So I use a combination of both.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, and then, you know, you mentioned avoiding injuries. I know a lot of people get injured from these CrossFit classes. And,
oh, my God, yes.
And they have so many lawsuits and litigation against that. I mean, not to disparage any particular area of fitness, because obviously there's a lot of benefits and,
right.
and being, you know, different types of programs. But yours is safety first and then the fitness, right?
Yeah, for all you want instructors. Longevity with your body, right?
Right. Right, and we always have people on the floors, the fitness trainers. We have fitness assistants who are mm-hmm. there to answer questions if you don't know how to use a mm-hmm. machine or you don't know the proper lifting technique.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's talk about, speaking of strength and lifting and weights, strength exercises as well as cardio, and which you mentioned, and then flexibility, and I know you're a Pilates expert as well. So we need all three components, and that's a balanced approach to fitness, right, having all three of those?
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to do proper forms of warming up. Your muscles need to warm up before you start going crazy on them. Especially if they're tight already. You don't want to stretch prior to exercise, because stretching a tight muscle, you're asking, like, it's like stretching a rubber band that's already pulled back. It could snap. It can get injured. So I always tell people, do some form of a low impact, some kind of warm up, whether it's with weights or just your own body weight, mm-hmm. and then get on a machine and do your exercises properly, and then do a stretch, some kind of a cool down that will allow your body to relax.
Would that be the treadmill or the swear master?
Absolutely. That's great.
What do people say? And you've probably heard this before. I'm in no shape to exercise. You know, I got to get in shape before I go to a health club, because I don't want anybody to see
right.
me.
Exactly.
Everybody's intimidated, right? Some people are intimidated from being overweight. Sometimes I'm intimidated from, like, if I travel sometimes and I'll go to a hardcore gym where all the guys are just like, you know, Arnold, and you feel like a little toothpick. So I'm on the other end of the spectrum, but sometimes it's hard or a challenge not to feel intimidated. But then, you know, you just go in, and once you get to a certain age, I think you pass that point in your life where, hey, you know, I don't care what anybody thinks about.
And I have to say, our club, the Honolulu Club, the members are, everybody's friendly.
They're so low-key and mellow, yeah.
There's none of this He-Man stuff.
Right.
You don't feel intimidated.
Yeah, you really don't. And by the way, I should mention to the audience that I was a member of the Honolulu Club for over 10 years.
Right.
But that was about 10 years ago. So
right.
It's time for me to, you know, this is my fitness resolution.
And we're going to get David back. I mean, you're going to come next week, and we're going to do an assessment for you and sign you up and get you on
Yikes. Putting my reputation on the line here. All right. So what can people expect if they go to let's bring you on, Patrick, okay. because you're more with a membership and
right.
the orientations. If people want to sign up at the Honolulu Club, would they automatically be assigned to a personal trainer, or is that included, or how does that work?
Once you sign up, we assign you, or we have Bianca assign a fitness trainer mm-hmm. based on what the person's needs are.
I see.
And you will have a full assessment of your body and a free complimentary workout mm-hmm. with a fitness trainer. And hopefully you'll continue to work out with that trainer for a nominal fee.
Okay. All right. Great. And how many sessions, Bianca, does it typically take somebody to really get to know their program or really get their program down, so to speak?
Basically 12 sessions. It's 12. About a month. I mean, it's an education, right? You're getting over the hump of pain when you first start out, because you're always sore. And then after that, you start realizing
my rump.
Right. And learning how to use the various equipments. And
yeah,
techniques.
Your form. Oh, it really is an education. So it does take some time for you to learn how to properly use a machine or an exercise.
Okay. Yeah. I hear the music, and that means we need to keep the lights on that are above us on, as well as the signal that goes out to our radio listening audience. We appreciate you tuning in to our first show of 2018 here on Dr. Health Radio. And a reminder, if you can't be with us all 2 hours long, or if you want it just to get a double dose of good health information, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 or FM 94.3, The Answer. Back after this with more information on good fitness health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? What a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile? The one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. With our guests in studio, Bianca Ekmekgiolu and Patrick Leonard, both from the Honolulu Club. Now, let's ask you, either one of you, with this question. What is the average age of a health club member?
Well, our club, I would say the median age is probably like 45.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little more mature.
All right. 45 years old. And is it half and half, about equal amounts of men versus women?
Absolutely,
or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very even.
Oh, okay. And you have separate locker room facilities for
each?
We
have the most advanced locker rooms. It's like an NFL locker room.
I mean, oh, is it really?
Both have jacuzzis and cold plunges, steam, sauna. I mean, it is the
full
most.
Full showers.
All the amenities that you need, to get ready in the morning. Wow. I go to the club at 5:30 in the morning, do a workout, and then I get ready there. I just bring my clothes. It's,
you know,
so
I think I'm just going to sell my place and just live.
Oh, we have some members who are there all day long.
It's like, George Clooney, I don't know if you saw that movie, Up in the Air, where he actually lives in airplanes because he travels so much. Well,
right.
Maybe I'll...
David, and we also have a healthy juice bar. We have restaurant.
Yeah.
A regular bar.
That's right.
So you can't live there all day long.
Oh, seriously. Pool. You can get a suntan if you want.
And you can do business. You have Wi-Fi. You have business meetings there.
Many members who have their own businesses and some who just use it as a stopping point in between meetings. But our lounge is usually full of people with laptops.
Really?
We bought a rig upstairs, which is like an outside gym, and it's fully like loaded. And then we also have like an area where you can do sled or tires. And then we have a tennis court.
Tennis courts.
A basketball court. We have
full
a golf
basketball court.
Putting range. I mean, it's
driving range, putting green.
Yeah. So,
bowling alley.
No.
That's the only thing we don't have. And David, one of the most popular sports is ping pong, and we have
really?
An Olympic level ping pong instructor.
Interesting.
We have three. I mean, they are the best ping pong tables ever made. Studios with, you don't have wind. I mean, it's a controlled environment.
Right.
Yeah, ping pong is you can get a good workout playing ping pong.
Yeah, and it's good for coordination and hand-eye development and things like that. Wow, that's fascinating. We mentioned Pilates in the beginning of the show, Bianca, and let's talk about some of the benefits of Pilates. as far as health and flexibility?
Well, Pilates originally was created for men, believe it or not. It was created to help with recovery after World War II.
Joseph Pilates.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the funny conception of Pilates being is that it's for women and dancers. And it's basically a really, it's a stabilized workout. You're really working your core and you're really isolating specific areas of the body at a time. And it's a natural movement too, as well. So that you, if you're like bending or forward bending and quarterly bending, there is movements in Pilates exercises that can actually get those muscles stabilized. So a lot of times when we work out in a gym, we work out big muscles. Mm-hmm. In Pilates, we work out not only big muscles, but we also work at the same time, the stabilizing small muscles. So those are really, really important. That's why a lot of Pilates, I would say clients are not as bulky. They're more elongated and mm-hmm. much more fluid, almost like yoga clients or instructors. They're much more toned and they're very strong,
very
too.
Very strong, right.
I mean, yeah.
Well, so, now even NFL football players are doing Pilates
absolutely.
Because they see less injuries. Their risk of injury goes down and their movements, their coordination, speed, everything improves, even though it doesn't give you the visual or the vanity effect of that free weights would.
Yeah.
So if you do a combination, that would be ideal?
It would be absolutely ideal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you do? Let's put you on the spot. What do you do for keeping yourself fit?
Well,
you're just walking around the club and making everybody else fit, right?
I breathe good oxygen.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
Yeah, and the indoor air quality in the Honolulu Club, I must say, it's not like some clubs where the air is a little compromised when you go into those clubs. And then also, I like the fact that the Honolulu Club has lots of windows.
Absolutely.
So you're looking out to nature, even though you're in a controlled environment.
It's so neat. Sometimes you can sit on a machine. I sit on a bicycle, and I'm looking at Waikiki and palm trees.
It's
incredible.
Well, and also a lot of my main beef and pet peeve with health clubs is they have the music too loud.
Right.
And it's not the case in the normal club. I can't believe it. We're all already out of time. No.
Oh, no. We'll have to come back.
Eight more questions left. Give us a phone number and website for the Honolulu Club.
To speak to a membership advisor, you can call 585-9626. And we have all the information about the club at honoluluclub.com.
All right. On that note, thank you, Bianca. Thank you, Patrick, for being here.
Oh,
we'll definitely have you on again. Next hour, he got his start at the Honolulu Club back in the 1980s.
Wow.
And he's going to be with us. Over the years, he built up an audience on his Bodies in Motion TV show to become the number one fitness show on television. We'll have Galad next hour, along with Elaine LaLanne, the queen of fitness in America. So stay tuned for hour number two, right after the top of the hour, Fox News.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.